Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to That DJ Podcast. This is episode number 8 for July 8th, 2010. This is your host, Ben. Hello. And with me is Brandon.
What up?
And Ross.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Nothing, you know.
Just hanging out. I love it.
Hanging out. I like that 70s show. That reminded me of it.
Never seen it.
What?
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen that show.
You may have some problems you need to work out of your childhood.
I'll get ready for that for the next episode.
Teenage years. You need to watch every episode in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, speaking of episodes, what's up with Glee? I mean, that's like the news biggest fad ever. I can't stand it.
I don't understand how the word episode triggered Glee in your head.
Well, it's a TV show, so that kind of like brought
it
into that.
Good
I'm not
point.
Even quite sure what that is. I know it's a show, but I don't
They kind of remake music, and it's like they take
it's
Guns
show,
and
it's
they
a
take
show
Guns
about a Glee Club.
Yeah, but they take Guns N' Roses and
what's a Glee Club?
Yeah,
they sang songs. Fairy-esque.
Jeez.
These
kids.
Yeah,
today.
It's crazy. It's like the newest fad. It's like awesome.
Is this sweeping the nation, as they say?
No, I think it's already swept, and I want to put it under the rug.
Oh.
Sweep it under the rug. Hey, speaking of rugs.
Under the nation.
What are we talking about today? Today we are talking about, in our direct input segment,
yes,
Stage Ninja and their new retractable
cable. That sounds dangerous.
Hey, you know who's not dead? Tiesto. We'll talk about that rumor.
Sounds good.
Well, maybe we'll give you some info on how you can win a DJ set at LED Festival.
We're actually going to do that.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that LED the light?
Another place where you could possibly win a DJ set, but not through this promotion, is Ibiza on the island.
All right.
Yeah, there'll be some info about that. Then we're going to kick it up a notch. We're going to bump into our Beaver Watch segment, as usual. Which I know everyone is anticipating greatly.
I am.
And then, following that, is Ross's Untitled segment, which is also known as the interview segment.
It is an interview
segment. We interview DJ Peter Morgan from thedjpodcast.com. Apparently, he is no longer the DJ Podcast, just for the record. But we already did interview him, and it is live to tape.
He's coming.
Oh, I mean, he's coming. Yes. We're just going to call him up and say, hey, Pete, you want to talk for a little while? Actually, it goes by Peter.
It's going to be seamless. It's going to be great.
So that was recorded, and we hope you enjoy that little segment and give him some props for all the work he's doing over there at thedjpodcast.com and djpetermorgan.com. Then we will opinionate you to death.
Wrap it up,
with
Ben.
Our opinionated segment.
I'm going to go over the entire show.
And then that's the end of the show.
Okay, so...
Except we're going to have a featured artist, which is DJ Ricky Boy.
That's it for this episode.
Be sure to
check us out on our website at thatdjpodcast.com.
Okay, shut up, bro.
Speaking
of thatdjpodcast.com and websites...
Yes.
We have a new website.
A very, very new website.
Wow. It is still an infant.
It is fantastical.
Hey, if you are just going and typing in thatdjpodcast.com, you should be fine. You'll be fine. But if you're typing in, or if you have a bookmark to our site,
it'll still work.
It'll still work, but it'll take you to the old site. Oh, wait. If they have a bookmark.
Just check it. If it's the old site,
you'll know.
You did it wrong.
Yeah, because we used to have it at thatdjpodcast.wordpress.com. WordPress.com.
Yes.
And now it is different.
It's its own thing now.
It is its own thing.
It's its own baby.
Along with that website goes some new forums.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell them a little bit about the forums?
We got forums, brah. And people, you guys go on. You know forums, right?
I don't know. I've never heard of a forum. Explain it to me.
You've never heard of a forum?
I've never even seen
forums are this fanciful place where people go to on the internet.
Oh,
and they talk to other people with like-minded, you know.
Do they actually talk?
Activities and that kind of thing. They use their brain language.
Okay.
And translate it into speaking words.
That sounds
through
cool.
The internet.
Yeah.
And
with a keyboard.
Yes. And ponies.
Oh my god.
So I mean, it's in its infancy, but if you guys want to jump on the bandwagon, talk with us and our other listeners, be sure to go to thatdjpodcast.com/forums.
Forums.
F O R U-M-S.
Not F-O-U-R-M-S.
Yeah.
That's a mistake.
It is. So, yeah, go register. We have all kinds of different topics for you guys to post into. And just go chat it up with like-minded individuals like yourself. Are you beautiful and talented people out there?
And even the ugly ones and untalented.
No, they're all beautiful in my eyes.
Okay. Hey, well, along with our new website,
yes,
we have a great announcement. We are now part of That Podcast Network. What is That Podcast Network, Brandon? Would you mind giving
Ben, I just talked about the forums.
Oh, well, why don't you ask me about it then?
Ben.
Yeah.
What up with That Podcast Network?
Oh, since you asked so politely, That Podcast Network is a network of podcasts.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to be kicking off here with That Podcast Network. We are part of that network. And basically what the goal of That Podcast Network is to make many different podcasts in many different areas of life, such as,
including,
you know, DJing.
DJing,
that's,
yes.
As you all know.
Yes.
The podcast that started it all.
Yes.
That DJ podcast. We're going to be branching, not we in particular, but we're going to be branching into sports with That Sports Podcast,
yes.
Gaming with That Gamer Podcast.
Yes.
And we are looking currently for hosts and producers and co-hosts for other shows, such as...
Technology. Music, movies, food.
Comics.
Justin Bieber.
No.
Yeah.
It's
my show.
Candles?
Whatever you can think of. But anyway, we have some jobs posted on the website.
Yes.
At thatpodcastnetwork.com.
And if you don't see anything there, feel free to shoot us an email at contact@thatpodcastnetwork.com. If you have your own idea, just go ahead and pitch to us. And yeah.
Yeah.
Opportunity for maybe some money. If
absolutely.
Absolutely.
We'll fill you in on that. If you have, I think you have producing or hosting expertise, check out our job site and send us your resume.
What do we do for people who want to produce a podcast?
Everything.
Everything.
Except actually do the producing.
Yeah.
So we give them a domain. We advertise for them.
Give them a website.
We give them a website. We give them email addresses. We do graphic design.
We do all the legwork so you guys don't have to.
All you got to do is record a show, basically.
Yes. Give us the file, and we'll take it from there.
Absolutely. So if you've ever wanted to start a podcast on a subject, not DJing, by the way, but if you think you have an innovative idea and you would like to start a podcast, we are more than open to hearing your opinions.
I'm more than open.
Brandon is shut.
What? So yeah, go to that djpodcast.com, check out the new Sizzite, head on over to the forums, make your name, start chatting it up, be a little chatty Cathy with all our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And
that makes sense.
Yeah,
and by the way, while you're at our forums,
mm-hmm.
What can you give us? You can give us some input.
Yes.
And you know what else is input?
What?
Direct input. Hello, 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 everyone. Again, if you have ever heard of Stage Ninja.
I have, because it's spelled on this piece of paper in front of me.
You don't have a piece of paper in front of you, don't lie.
It's on this...
This virtual paper in front of me.
It's virtual.
Yeah.
It's a
right
computer
in front of my eyes.
Stage Ninja is a company that makes basically equipment. They make XLR cables especially. And, you know, DMX reels and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, for those of you who are looking for a more convenient way of doing your XLR or DMX or whatever
speaker
the case
cable
is.
If
you need some
just
cables.
Keep everything nice and tidy.
Keep it all nice and tidy.
Just nice, tight little package.
Gotta have it beautiful.
Stage Ninja has created a new sound cable. It is retractable and winds itself up, kind of like those keychains, you know. I'm trying to just explain a little bit, like a keychain where it would, like, unravel itself like not unravel, but you know, you hook it to your belt and then it kind of extends on a little thing.
Mm-hmm. Or those extension cords that like self.
Yeah, yeah.
Like wrap extend. Itself. Yeah, extend. Has a spring-loaded circular carousel thing.
Yeah, yeah. Tracks. You know, whatever.
Yeah. But anyway, they came out with the 58-foot version of it. They originally came out with a 26-foot version of it in 2007. And they
what?
I know. They doubled the size.
58 feet
of retractable cable.
Ross, I'm not very good at math, but I think 58 divided by 2 is more than 26.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't understand.
It does look very convenient for...
I didn't do the math. I just put it out there.
Yeah, I think because I hate winding up cables with a passion. And
it's good. It's good
how
for
much
the
time it would, how much time it would, you know, save.
Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't have to wind cables anymore.
It probably wouldn't save that much time.
No,
probably
I think
not
it would.
A whole lot of time. Maybe a little bit.
It would be nice.
Like 6 seconds or so. Yeah, I really hate wrapping up cables. Like, I pretty much almost die every time I do so.
How do you die?
Because I wrap myself up in them somehow. I don't know. But I think if I had this retractable speaker cable and I was like, Brandon, unhook it over there. I'll just pull it and it'll wrap itself up. I'd probably end up letting it smack me in the face or something.
Yeah,
yeah, so. That could probably be a liability.
Yeah.
But if you have insurance, it's not an issue.
Well,
you wouldn't really be suing yourself.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that would be stupid.
I probably would, and I'd go bankrupt over it.
But you'd make a bunch of money off the lawsuit.
I could start a new business, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But since I don't want to kill myself, I'm thinking about buying these. No, I'm not actually thinking about buying these cables, but I thought it'd be a good thing. So, Stage Ninja has a new cable.
Are they very expensive?
You know, I don't know.
Is it good, bad, okay?
It looks good.
They look good, but I don't actually know the price on them. I'd say more or less than $4.
Hmm.
One of the two. Oh,
jeez.
It's
so cheap.
Yeah. But since I don't want to kill myself.
Yes?
Maybe I will buy one. I don't have an idea.
$50.
$50. That's actually not bad because, I mean, how cheap can you get a $60 cable for?
That's true.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, you're paying that much anyway, and then just for $3 more, you get it so that it winds itself.
Absolutely.
It's almost like a trained dog.
That's a 26 foot, though.
Oh, man. You matters. Lied to me.
Yeah.
How much
maybe...
is a 50 foot? That's probably double.
Oh, at least.
It's like $100.
Well, if you have money to spend and don't feel like wrapping your cords, it's a fantastic product.
Absolutely.
Fantastical.
Let the little ninja out of you.
I think it's... That was appropriate, since it was named Stage Ninja.
I know, that's why I said it.
Yeah.
You know who else is a ninja?
Who?
DJ Tiesto.
DJ Tiesto?
Tiesto.
You know why he's a ninja? You know how I know that?
No.
Because he's not dead.
He escaped.
No way.
Death.
He escaped death. Apparently, there are these rumors going around, and I don't know why people start stupid rumors, that he was dead. Tiesto
that's
was
not nice.
Dead.
Yeah, I heard that, you know... I read that he got in a car accident and flipped his car on, like, I-80 in California or something like that.
Yeah, did he actually?
I heard he died, guys.
He's dead. Let's have a moment of silence for Tiesto.
Okay. Was he doing drugs?
I don't know.
I think I heard
silence.
That in the rumor.
Maybe.
He was, like, all up on that smack.
Well, I don't know if there was actually a car crash or not.
Huh.
But... either way...
was he on smack?
I don't know.
Okay. Did he get caught like wrapping his cords and crash somehow?
Yes. He got caught up in his cords because they wouldn't wrap right. Because he didn't have the new Stage Ninja cable. Anyway, seriously though...
$100.
This was dispelled, this rumor of Tiesto being dead, when he tweeted from his Twitter...
I'm not dead?
That, hey, I'm not dead. Actually, that's not what he said. He said something to the effect of... it's great that people care about me so much that they think I'm dead. It's good to be alive. I don't understand how that works out, or why people start those rumors.
It's so great when people think I'm dead.
I think Twitter saved his life.
I
think Twitter has life-saving powers.
Life-saving capabilities on Twitter.
I really do.
Thank you.
I think it's
much.
A big conspiracy.
You heard it here first.
I mean, that bird's just not there for anything.
Tweet, tweet.
Tweet.
I wonder if Tiesto has ever played at the LED Festival.
I don't know.
You know what? I would like to play at the LED Festival.
Would you?
Yeah.
When's that?
Well, it's August 27th, 28th.
Wow.
It's at Victoria Park in London.
You know who's going to be there?
David Guetta.
Who?
Left Field. Aphex Twin. Soul Wax. Hey, and maybe one of our listeners.
Hey.
You know why? Because they can win a DJ set at the LED Festival. How, Brandon?
I don't know how.
Oh, then I'll tell you.
Okay.
They have to go to ledreps.fatsoma.com. ledreps.fatsoma.com. They have to fill out the entry form there. Mm-hmm. They have to submit a 20-minute mix, isn't very long. And then someone will be chosen. I don't know how many, but I think only one will be chosen to do a DJ set at LED Festival, which would be kind of cool. I think all expense paid and everything like that. Also, on top of that, they give you tickets to sell, and you are a ticket ambassador for them. You get commission for every ticket you sell, which would be pretty cool, especially if you're going to be playing there.
Yeah.
So if any DJs out there think they got what it takes to enter this competition.
I got what it takes.
No, you don't.
I don't.
You're not a real DJ. You just do lights.
Ben, can you maybe put this on the show notes?
Yes.
All right, good.
I sure could.
I just wanted to check.
Yeah. I'll put the link to this on the show notes.
On our brand new spanking website.
What is our spanking website?
ThatDJPodcast.com.
Oh, my goodness. Duh. I'd never heard of that before.
Me neither.
Oh, no, you have.
Hey, you know where else DJs play?
Let's do it.
Where?
Ibiza.
Yeah.
The island of Ibiza, man. I don't even know where Ibiza is, to be sure. I think it's in Spain. Is that correct? I don't know. I might have just made
it. Probably not Jamaican.
Sounds
it.
Probably right.
Dang
but
it.
Anyway, Ibiza. It's in Spain. I'm pretty sure. They have. They're on the island. They have many, many clubs, and it's a very hot spot for EDM type music and things like that.
Mm-hmm,
lots of clubs.
Yes, yes.
Well, apparently there is a new website launching this summer. I'm not sure if it's done by the folks on the island of Ibiza, maybe the tourist company or something like that. But
right, go on.
It is called Ibiza Vote, Ibiza Vote.com. Basically, the place is for the fans of the island to come and, you know, basically share what they know about the place, vote for the hottest clubs. Talk about the DJs that are maybe house DJs there, get word on the secret parties and things like that. So I think that if you are a fan of Ibiza, or even if you're not and you might want to be someday, you haven't ever been and you'd like to go, you can get on IbizaVote.com and find out all you need to know from the other people just like you who have gone and had a great time and wanted to share it with someone else. You can also register there and cast your votes for the best, what you think are the best things, and or the worst things, for that matter. I'm sure there is a way to make sure that no one else has a bad experience like you did if you do. But who could have a bad experience at Ibiza?
I think that'll be on our website.
That will be on our website, and Brandon will be posting it there.
And it's in Spain.
That's not my job.
Oh, my bad. Actually, it's not. You're right. It's Ross's now.
What's that?
Boom.
Ross, it's your job to post things on the website.
Oh, I don't think I can do it.
Do you even know how to get on the website?
No.
All right.
I've always.
If you were going to go to the website, where would you go?
ThatDJPodcast.org.
@gmail.com.
I don't think it's .org.
We're not an organization?
No.
Dang it. How about ThatDJPodcast.com?
Yes.
There we go.
.gov.
.gov. .edu.
I knew it was a conspiracy show.
Oh, you know who else has a lot of conspiracies?
Who's that?
Who?
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber has? Like what kind?
There's always sorts of conspiracies.
Like, all right.
He deal messes with our heads.
No way.
Totally.
Snap.
Why don't we hear about some of those things?
Warning. Warning. Unauthorized use of it. Music.
Hey, Brandon. Me plus you.
This isn't even math.
I'm going to tell you one
time.
Where
does he get this math?
I'm going to tell you one time.
I'm going to throw you some money.
Because
I love you.
That's the wrong song.
Sounds like calculus.
Yeah.
What? Kay.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Ross?
Hey.
Yes.
Justin Bieber,
mm-hmm.
That little rascal,
Rascal Flatts.
Apparently, according to Ask Jeeves, which I don't even know anyone who goes to Ask Jeeves anymore. I've been there before, like 10 years ago when they were popular.
They used to have all the answers.
Yeah, they did.
And then Google came out with all this stuff.
Google was around before that, Ross. Yeah, you were just
I know, but they didn't have all the stuff they do now.
Yeah, you're right.
They've exploded.
Yep.
Go into the history of Google for us, Ross.
The history of Google.
Okay.
Oh, that's Ross.
Wikipedia.com says...
apparently, Justin Bieber is number one searched on AskJeeves.com.
Does this surprise anybody?
This kind of surprises me, this next fact. He is searched 29 times more than Barack Obama.
Only 29?
Which, for anyone who doesn't know, that's the president of the United States. So,
He's Obama. Got three times more than Britney Spears.
Three times more than Britney Spears.
So does that means Britney Spears has searched more than Barack Obama?
That's even creepier.
Duh, that's just
because she was bald at one point.
What's she doing that she needs to be searched that many times?
What's he doing?
Barack Obama?
No. Apparently, Barack Obama's not getting searched for at all.
Well, he's the president.
They have proclaimed him the king of the internet, and I don't mean Barack Obama or Britney Spears. I mean Justin Bieber.
Who? Ask.com? Ask Jeeves?
AskJeeves.com.
Declared it.
That means because they used to have all the answers.
That means nothing to me.
As soon as Google says it, I'll believe it.
If Ask Jeeves announced me king of the internet,
Justin Bieber has been... not Justin Bieber. Ask Jeeves has been around for like 15 years now, I think.
Yeah.
And that's a long time.
Now, if Britney Spears proclaiming king of the internet, that holds a little more weight in my eyes.
Because she's a chick?
No.
Oh. Why?
We don't need to go into that.
Oh, my bad. Sorry I asked.
Yeah.
Do
you remember... Yeah, never mind. Move on.
And you know what's really weird?
What?
Is the UK is searching him more than anyone else in the world.
You know who else likes him?
Who?
North Korea.
Really?
Nope. Just kidding. Apparently pranksters are rigging polls.
No way.
Silly pranksters.
I can't stand it.
It makes me sad that they're doing this. Apparently the pranksters have sent polls to Justin Bieber's website stating that he should tour in North Korea. There are mass numbers of people somehow manipulating these polls, I'm sure. And I would not know who's behind it. But if I had thought of it, I would have done it. Because I think Justin Bieber should go to North Korea. So he's going to have tons of fans there.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
He's probably going to bring us all together. World peace, that kid.
Yes. All in this together.
Yeah, he just...
Was that him?
He's going to bust out some like
catchy
jingle.
High School Musical.
That was High School Musical, my bad.
Sounds like him. Same kind of music.
A bunch of kids singing about stuff nobody cares about.
You're right. With drama and hairdos, like he put his head against a frying pan.
What?
Look at his hair. He has like a bald spot on the side of his head.
Are
and
you
it
drunk?
Kind of flakes up. No.
Okay. Just checking.
Just really buzzed.
It's just wrong.
Oh, boy. Hey, you know what I think we should do next?
What should we do next?
Not talk about Justin Bieber.
Let's not do that. I agree.
Disagree.
What else should we talk about instead?
Ross,
what should we talk about, Ross?
You know, we've had this guy waiting on hold for like 20 minutes now, and
yeah.
I really think we should try and maybe talk to him, because I think he might hang up on us soon.
I don't believe you.
You don't.
Who would hang up on us?
There's a kid named DJ Peter Morgan.
Peter Morgan.
So...
Who is DJ Peter Morgan?
All I know is that he's from Boston, Massachusetts, and he does stuff with house, trance, and electro music.
Huh.
He's a DJ.
Hmm. Well, I mean... But
supposedly, there's this second universe somewhere where there's the DJ podcast. It's like...
Yeah.
Wow.
This is nuts, guys.
That's crazy. It's almost like that DJ podcast, but different.
Right.
Yeah.
Completely
so
different.
It should be easy for everybody to remember so they can visit both sites.
Right.
Every day.
And they do different things. They're like completely two different universes. It's like into the wormhole.
Well, why don't we go ahead and give him a call?
Yeah, let's
talk to
him. Let's get our bro off call waiting here.
Here we go. We're going to go to Ross's Untitled interview segment.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's go!
Hit it!
Hit it!
All right. Today on the interview segment, we have Peter Morgan here from Boston, Massachusetts. Hi, Peter.
Hello there.
How are you doing today?
Doing just fine.
Excellent, excellent. Do you have a DJ name?
I go by DJ Peter Morgan.
DJ Peter Morgan.
No way.
Yeah, nice and simple.
That's awesome.
Is there any story behind that? I mean,
Well, it's a deliberate choice. I decided that I didn't want to go with any sort of gimmick or any odd name, and I figured that Peter Morgan, although it's a fairly common name, there weren't many other people out there with it, so I figured I might as well just stick with my actual name instead of trying to create some sort of character for myself.
I mean, I'm sure it took you months to come up with that, but I guess getting into that, when did you start getting into the electronic music scene start becoming a DJ?
Well, I'm sure I've probably told this story somewhere sometime before,
just tell it again.
I used to watch a lot of fan edited video game movies, and there would be a lot of electronic music in it. And when I was 14 or 15, I was on a trip to Spain with like a group of kids from my high school, and we happened to go to Ibiza for like a few days. And as we got there, I of course had no idea what the reputation of the island was. I see this sign and it says Paul Van Dyk. And I'm like, oh, it must be a concert, because I didn't know anything. And I went and I got a ticket and I got in and I went all by myself. And it was just one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had. And after that, I started looking and really sort of getting into the music. And it was probably a year or two after that that I decided that I wanted to do something more. And I've always been a person that doesn't really do well making something out of nothing. But I do very well when something is given to me and someone says, go do something with this. And I thought DJing would be the perfect way to interact with the music, because I don't really have musical training. And so I decided, you know, DJing would be a way for me to interact with the music, change the music, and have that sort of creative outlet instead of making my own music.
What is it that that sparked your curiosity to start DJing? Like, you walk in and like, what's the thing that you saw that kind of started the whole thing?
I mean, I don't think it was so much the DJing when I was there as it was the spectacle. And it wasn't until afterwards that I said, you know, I come back from my vacation and I sort of start getting into trance music and just sort of reading forums and discussion boards and stuff sort of led me to like, okay, this is what the person is doing up there. That, you know, you just see him up there on the top and you don't really know what's going on, and sort of educated myself on like, okay, this is what the person's actually doing. And for a while I thought, oh, well, this is like, you know, this is something that I wouldn't be able to do. It's, you know, sort of out of my reach. And then I actually learned that my high school history teacher was a DJ, and I was like, all right, well, if he can do it, then I guess anybody can. And that's when I sort of started to teach myself more and actually get some equipment and start.
What did you start jocking? What kind of music?
Well, I've always played trance, and more recently I've gotten into progressive house and electro house.
What do you like the best? What's your favorite?
I really like trance music. I mean, I think it has a lot of energy, which I like. You know, it's a lot of the times it's in like the high 130 BPM range, which is, I mean, pretty fast for a lot of people, but I quite like it. Although I've recently been starting to get into stuff like tech house and not so much minimal, but that sort of style, because it's something different. I never really listened to music that much as a kid, and it wasn't really until I started listening to electronic music that I sought out music that I liked. And until just recently, I sort of just listened to it on occasion, but now I very much try and keep up with what the new releases are and try and expose myself to the different genres, because there's just so much music out there that it's just like, it just keeps piling up and piling up. And I have just like this huge folder of tracks to listen to, just trying to learn more about the different spectrums of music.
Yeah, and even how to try and mix them together, too. Which genres do you find it easier or harder to try and mix in? Do they kind of differentiate between the genres?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would say trance is a little bit more systematic. You know, most of the time you are doing just the, like, mix in, mix out of one track to another. But it gets to, when you get to more of, like, the techno and the sort of techno-derived house music, it becomes a little bit more interesting because you can sort of mix in and out of the track at any point you want. And I think kind of electro house is that in-between place where you kind of can mix where you want, but at the same time you still need to follow the rhythm and sort of the system that the track has in place, and that can be a little bit more difficult.
Well, now that maybe we got a little more of your background, tell us maybe about some of your current projects, what you're working on, and what you're doing in the industry.
Yeah, so on my site, djpetermorgan.com, I do a weekly mix podcast, and I've been doing that every week for, I guess, about 6 months now or so. And I also do a video tutorial site called The DJ Podcast. And that's really a way for me to use the skills that I've gotten from, you know, my film school classes and my digital media classes that I've taken in college, but also the skills that I've learned sort of teaching myself how to mix, because there's so much that you can do, but at the same time, it's not all out there. Or sometimes you figure something out and you wish that, you know, you could share it with people, but you don't know how. And this is sort of an outlet for me to combine my studies that I've gone through, but also to share with people the things that I find interesting about mixing.
So what made you start the site?
Well, I had done some video tutorials in the past, although they weren't very good. In 2009, I had a class, and the assignment I had for the final project was to make a website. So I said, okay, well, you know, I kind of want to get back into doing these video tutorials, but I wanted them much higher quality now that I have the technology. So I built the website first, and then I started doing the video tutorials on and off, and it wasn't until about the start of this year that I decided, you know what, when I leave college, I want something to show. I want to say, this is what I've done, you know, I can put it on a resume, and people can look at it and say, wow, that person's actually done something, instead of just having a bunch of projects that don't really mean anything.
Yeah.
And so every week I put out a new video tutorial, and I try and cover the wide range of spectrums from mixing to sort of preparing your mix to finding music or different hardware gear reviews and that sort of thing. And it keeps me thinking about mixing all the time. I sort of need to think about, like, oh, well, what have I learned recently or what's interesting now that I can then share with other people?
Yeah, it's really cool to do something that kind of relates to your major in college and then also something that you're very, very passionate about as well. How do you decide what equipment you want to review on that show?
Well, I mean, I've bought all of the pieces, so it's not as if, you know, people send me stuff, although if they did, that would be great. but it's sort of, what I have, and then also how much I've used it. For example, you know, I've done one review on the X Session Pro from M Audio, which I have used a little bit. But I mean, again, that's a very cheap product, but I also have, a Control X1 that I've shot video for, but I haven't felt as if I've used it enough to really give my thoughts on it, because I don't just want to put something out there and then, you know, a month later say, oh, well, I've changed my mind. I mean, I may do that, but I don't want it to be because haven't experienced the product to its fullest extent. I want to, you know, share what I think people want to know about, but also what I'm personally interested in.
Do you have any kind of background in maybe journalism and, you know, you're kind of getting into ethics and that kind of stuff is what?
No, I don't have any journalistic background at all. I mean, I don't particularly like to read, and I don't consider myself a very good writer, which is one of the reasons that I started doing video tutorials, is that, you know, it's just not very enjoyable for me to write. and I thought video would be the way to sort of express my message. But over the course of the last year or so, I've been reading a lot about blogging and podcasting, social media, and that sort of thing. And ethics does come up every once in a while, and I think it's important to be honest with people, because otherwise people will see that you're sort of just saying what someone wants you to say or what a marketer has already written in a press release. And there's really no point in someone wasting their time if they can just read it somewhere else.
That's really where, like, being an independent blogger and a podcaster is really a benefit, because, I mean, they're not really relying on other companies to send them stuff or to fund them to keep them going. I mean, they really give it the way it is. So.
No strings attached to anything.
What's the biggest thing or just one thing that you've learned since you've started that website in particular, or, you know, doing these reviews and trying to help other DJs?
Well, I mean, I guess I would – you asked for one, but I'll give two. The first of which is, if you don't have to do it yourself, then and there's something that's better than what you can do, you should definitely utilize it. For example, for a long time I had written my own WordPress theme that the site was running on. But eventually I realized, you know, I'm just not as good as the people that are out there doing it for a living. And I couldn't add the new features that I wanted myself. So I just found a theme that I liked. And, you know, if you find something that you want that's better than what you can do, you shouldn't feel bad, to use it. And the second thing I would say that is really important is you should be a part of the community. Whatever community you decide to be in, whether it's DJing or, you know, cake making, go to other sites, go to other blogs, read the articles, comment, and, you know, interact with the other people that are there, because it's not as if, you know, I'm putting out a video or you're putting out an audio podcast just to put it out there. We're all making it to be part of this bigger community. And if you can tap into that, then you're more likely to get people interested in you and also to build the kind of relationships that make all of this worth it.
Yeah, it's really something we talked about last week about how, like, comments on blogs and, you know, like Facebook and Twitter and that kind of stuff, it's really revolutionizing and even strengthening, I guess, this kind of medium of video and audio over the internet, because, I mean, it's more helpful to get more than one opinion on something, I guess. So.
And it really allows you to kind of share out, network, and learn new things about how to DJ and the different types of things that are new out there that you might not know that someone else might know. So going back to what you said, Brandon, about the everything being revolutionized, it really, you know, helps with the passing on of information and the skills that are out there that not everyone has, and being able to share that.
Peter, we talked a little bit about what kind of music you play and your influence. What's your venue right now? Like, what do you do clubs? Are you mainly just an internet or bedroom DJ, as some people say? What's your expertise and what do you normally do?
Well, I mean, right now I don't do any gigs of the such. Upon coming to college, I wasn't able to have my equipment with me for quite a long time. And it wasn't until about this time last year that I was able to, you know, get my equipment again. And I decided, you know, if I'm going to do this, I really should sort of plant myself in, dive in head first, and try and make something of myself before I finish college, because I knew that while I'm still in school, I still have one more year. There's just no way that I would have the time to, you know, promote myself, figure out where to play and such. And I just wanted to give myself as best of a head start so that once I finish school next year, that I can then, you know, figure out where I'm going to live and then start promoting myself in that area.
I mean, that's even the great thing about, we talked about the internet and networking and that kind of stuff, is right now it's fairly cheap and easy to get into something like, I don't know, hosting your videos on YouTube or something, different reviews, or doing a podcast like this. So it's really nice. It's a really nice place to get into.
Yeah, I mean, if you really wanted to do it, you could get free software, mix, you know, songs that the artist gives freely on their websites or on sites like SoundCloud, and you could then post it you know, record it using free software again, and then post it to a free podcasting site. I mean, really, there's no cost of entry anymore, which is really incredible.
What kind of equipment do you use on a regular basis to do your mixes?
Well, right now I'm using two CDJ 800s, the first version, as well as a Pioneer DJ M500. And I'm mixing with, mostly I mix with Serato, but I just recently got a Native Instruments Audio 8 with Traktor and a Control X1, so I'm playing with that. I also do most of my podcast episodes in Ableton, so sort of on the wide gamut of software mixing.
Do you have a favorite on your software?
Well, I mean, I just got Traktor like 2 days ago, so I can't really say whether a lot about that. I think Serato is very, very good at what it does with the time code manipulation, and I think Ableton, although I don't utilize it for all that it can do, is pretty awesome because it just keeps everything in time, and that's really opens the doors for everything. But I guess considering that I've used Scratch Live for the longest, I would say Serato Scratch Live.
What's your outlook on the DJ industry right now?
Well, I mean, I think I have a very, I guess, realist approach to it, in I recognize that if you really want to be known, at least in your town, your city, or even in your country, it has to take a lot of work, and you're not just necessarily going to get a break like you may have before. There's so many people that are interested, and as you know, we mentioned earlier, maybe not all of them continue, but there are at least so many people that want to be a DJ that you have to find something unique about yourself. And that's a challenge, but I think it's one that eventually will actually better you in the long run. And I think with the advent of sites like Beatport and the cost of gear going down, there's never been a better time to be a DJ.
What's your biggest pet peeve about other DJs, or, I mean, just the industry in general?
Well, I think there's two things that, they sort of go hand in hand, which is not giving people credit when they deserve it. So, for example, you know, you may go on YouTube and search for a song, and you see like, oh, there's this new remix by some unknown producer that I've never heard of, and you click it, and it's, you know, someone else's remix, but they put their name on it. I think that is absolutely horrible. And the same thing sort of goes with file sharing a little bit. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm, you know, a anti-piracy nut or anything like that, but I think especially in electronic dance music, where the artist doesn't really get, they don't make their living off of selling music. They make it from touring, and you know, they don't have a big record label behind them most of the time. I think you should respect the artist and not just, you know, throw their files around loosely.
Who is someone you would love to interview?
Well, I mean, I guess a few years ago I would have said, you know, I really love to interview Paul Van Dyk or, you know, Armin van Buuren, one of the big sort of DJs in the scene. But I think what's really more interesting is some of the new, you know, sort of up and comers. And while I did say before, you know, it's hard to get a break, there are some artists that do get, you know, one really amazing track out, or, you know, a track or a remix on a compilation. And those are the guys that I think are a little bit more interesting than the ones that have been interviewed 1,000 times.
Okay, cool. All right, we're going to try and do rapid fire here. And okay. Rapid fire, we have questions we're going to ask you, and you have to answer them as quickly as you can.
Okay.
They don't all relate to anything.
No.
That's okay.
They're completely random.
Yeah.
So first thing that comes to your head as soon as we say them, we'll take turns.
Okay.
All right. First one is cash or credit?
Debit.
What is one thing you wish your parents had lied to you about?
I honestly don't know.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Buy a Klondike bar.
Have you ever eaten a crayon?
No.
where were you last time at this? Whoa, man. Where were you last time at this? I did the exact same thing. Where were you last week at this time?
Last week at this time, I was probably in the exact same place.
What is the worst injury you've ever had?
Well, when I was a kid, I went down a slide head first and was going a little bit too fast, and I bit through my lip.
Oh, man.
So that was pretty bad.
Have you ever given money to a bum?
Yes. I was in a rush, and I needed to get somewhere, and this guy stopped me and was telling me a whole story, and I was like, listen, here's $10, I don't care, and I just walked away.
What is your favorite invention?
I would say my favorite invention would have to be warm coats.
In one word, what is one thing you can't live without?
Computers.
Perfect.
What is the strangest talent you have?
I can cross my toes.
What is your favorite flavored Pringles?
I believe I've only ever had the original Pringle flavors, although I know there are many.
Lame. What's the weirdest thing you've ever done while driving?
Actually, the only time I've driven is what was required of me to get my driver's license and to pass the test, which I did pass on the first try, and since then I've never driven.
Wow.
Jeez. Name something you do when you're alone that you wouldn't do in front of others.
Snap my fingers in a way where you sort of snap and then hit your other hand on the snap, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah,
I do that in public.
I don't really do that when there are other people around.
All right, thanks, Peter, for joining us today. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
Where can people find you at?
You can find my DJing site at djpetermorgan.com, or you can find my video tutorials at thedjpodcast.com.
That's a very clever name.
Sounds lovely. Like he's done this for a while.
Yeah.
Nice plug.
Yeah. We've absolutely enjoyed having you. And next up, opinionated.
How's it going, folks out there in podcast land?
Hey, everybody.
Hi. Hey, we're back. I hope you enjoyed that interview.
I know they enjoyed it.
It was amazing.
Peter Morgan. It was. Good
you
job,
did hang,
Ross.
You hung up on him, right?
Ben?
Confirm? No. Nope.
Oh. Sorry. I guess he's going to listen through the phone.
Yep.
All right.
It's an advanced showing.
So, does anybody remember last week's question?
Nope.
Last episode's question?
Nope.
All right. Last episode's question. I want to keep calling it.
What was week's. What episode? Oh, it was last week.
Episode number 7.
Oh, where would I find that?
At
thatdjpodcast.com.
Exactly.
Or iTunes. Or
iTunes, Zoom, whatever.
No one uses
What was the
Zoom.
Name of last week's show? Last 2 weeks ago show.
Bro, I don't remember. That was 2 weeks ago.
I just don't know.
I remember. It was called You've Got a Friend in Me.
Yes.
Oh, Toy Story 3.
That's the reason. Oh. That's the reason we named it that, because of Toy Story 3 and because of our new friend, Nate McIntyre.
Yes.
He's our new friend, so we've got a friend
in I don't mean to like change the subject or anything like that, but I heard Toy Story 3 was kind of scary at the end.
Shut up, Ross. It was sad.
Yeah, I almost cried.
You didn't see it yet?
No.
You must like men. In a good way.
Anyways, let's get off that. Last week's opinionated question, just to refresh all of your brain memories, was...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anybody? No. Okay. What is something you know now that you wish you knew when you started DJing? So we had given our opinions, and like always, we threw it out to Twitter and Facebook for all of you guys to respond to and get your opinion on it, which that's the name of the show. So
actually, that's the name of the segment.
That's the name of the segment.
The show is called That DJ Podcast.
Well, it should be called Opinionated.
My bad.
That should just be the show.
Oh.
Anyways, Frankie Shakes from Twitter.
Frankie Shakes
says, yeah. Most of the time, the crowd won't notice minor mistakes in your mix. No need to be so nervous. You're your only critic. And
he put a winky face after
that's,
that. Yeah.
He did, and I didn't. But that's definitely something that's very difficult for beginners, is to get over the stage fright in the butterflies in the stomach.
Yeah, and but, I have the time to make mistakes because of that. You know, because
yes.
I'd be over like second guessing myself.
I mean, veteran professionals, I'm sure, still get that feeling before they go out and play a show for people. But I mean, yeah, it'd be a nice thing to know and how to train yourself to get over that.
Yeah.
So, what did the next
DJ Lavi says, simply marketing and promotion.
Yeah, that's something we had gotten into last week about how difficult it is in knowing what works and what doesn't work for especially your region and your market. And I know I would like to know. I'd like to know now even what marketing and promotion works for our area, but
yeah.
Ross.
Tough. All right, I'm going to mess this up. I think it's DJ Ness Diggy.
Yes.
Does that sound right? Okay. He says, I wish I invested more money in equipment sooner.
That's good. I think a lot of times people buy really cheap equipment right off the bat. Even though they could maybe afford more, they buy cheap stuff because they're cheap, and then they end up having to spend more money than they would have originally.
That side of it, I agree. I'm not sure I completely agree, just because when you're starting out, you don't know what you need. Eventually, right. you'll get to the point where, you know, you've been playing shows and playing in clubs and doing mobile DJing, wedding stuff. You don't know starting out what you need and what you don't need. So, I mean, maybe people go out and spend all this kind of money and it's not what they needed and they waste all this money.
Quit being so practical, Brandon.
Yeah, and then they also, like, you know, they don't know exactly what they're getting into, and they find out they don't like it, and they spent thousands of dollars of equipment on players and stuff.
Yeah, you know? I go with you should build it gradually as you find the need for it,
yep,
and know that you can support yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I shopped at Radio Shack.
There you go.
So,
thanks, Radio somewhere. Shack. You can send us the money at that DJ podcast.
No, actually, no one go buy Radio Shack stuff. That's horrible.
Oh, there goes that ad deal.
There goes our sponsors, Ross.
Go buy Pioneer.
DJ Satisfaction says,
"You skipped what? One."
Oh, did I? Oh, my bad.
You actually skipped me.
DJ.
Go ahead.
Good.
No, I don't even want to do it now.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'll do the one that was supposed to be mine. DJ Satisfaction says, how to set up DJ gear. I have a feeling that's a pretty important part to DJ,
yeah,
is setting up the gear that you are using.
Yes.
Because otherwise, you're not a DJ.
And I don't think you could
You are DJ. An equipment hauler.
But hey, now he knows how to do it.
Yes.
He just wish he knew how to do it before.
Yes.
DJ
Seppi?
Yeah, I was going to say that. S-E-I-P-I-E. Says, good question. Thank you, DJ Seppi. I wish I would have known more about diversity in music.
Me too.
Which is extremely important.
It's still kind of hard because it's a learning curve.
Yeah, it changes constantly too.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different genres to learn. There's
age groups.
Music always changes.
So
it's a living, breathing.
Music has changed so much in the last 10 years.
And
I looked at the tracks from 2000, like what was the Billboard Top 100. Dude, it's crazy how much is different now.
Yes.
So weird.
And you almost don't even notice it. It's just like slow,
it's a gradual change.
And then you listen back and you're like, oh,
what? I blame Vanilla Ice for all the world's problems.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, yeah. He remade all that Queen music and now don't like
Queen.
It.
Anyways, so this week's question to follow up last week's question
Last
episode is, what do you like to do when you're away from work?
Mm. Is this DJ work or like
yes,
other work?
DJ work specifically.
Yeah. Okay.
Really, it's easy for people to only focus on work, especially if your passion and work intertwine with each other. So, I mean, if you're a DJ and you love to mix, it's kind of hard to break off from that doing your day-to-day routine. But I think it's very important to keep in mind that you need a healthy social life and just a healthy lifestyle in general, that, you know, you need to get away from work every once in a while to keep yourself happy and the people around you. So, stress is a biggie. Do things that can help you relieve stress from your day-to-day DJing job.
So what do you do when you are not DJing, Brandon, to just, you know, focus on something else?
I play Xbox 360 like mad.
Man, that was my answer.
That new Crackdown joint just dropped.
Crackdown 2.
Crackdown 2. Mm-hmm. I haven't played it, but it's waiting. It's going in. It's going in the box tonight.
Well, it came out yesterday, so you're behind the curve because I got it yesterday.
Yes, and I'm jealous. I go running a lot.
Yeah.
That's something I just picked up. I had done it back in high school and kind of gave it up, but now I'm definitely getting back into it.
I should totally start doing that.
It's difficult to find motivation. I found Nike Plus, if anybody's ever heard of that. Mm-hmm. It you put a little chip in your Nike brand shoe, what are the odds? And it transmits to your iPod. iPod Touch, iPod Nano works too. And it tracks your miles, your calories burned. It uploads it to their website. It tracks your chart. It does all this crazy rigmarole stuff. And it's very motivating.
Cool.
Watch movies. Get a Netflix account.
Yes.
Netflix is amazing. Go in there. Watch instant stream movies or DVDs in the mail. But hang out with family, friends. Go on vacation. I mean, anything to take your mind off of work, if that's all you've been doing. Especially, like I said before, if your passion and work intertwine with each other, I mean, you may not see it as work, but if you maybe take a break from it and come back to it later, maybe you will find inspiration that you didn't know you had or special talents.
What about you, Ross? What do you do for fun outside away from work?
I just try and stay outside.
Yeah?
I do work. I love mowing grass. That's like my favorite thing because it helps clear my mind. And I generally try and think of new stuff to do. And because it's kind of, I kind of float away from the world. I don't really think about anything. And I just come out with a clear mind, a more open mind.
What has been your best idea after you've mowed grass?
Oh, jeez. I don't even know. Normally I forget them when I get off. I can't remember them.
Nice.
So. But, I mean, even if you're, you know, if you're a club DJ or something like that, or just any DJ for that matter, and you just go out for a night, maybe go hit a couple clubs or something like that, just kind of, you know, just relaxing, enjoying, and just kind of listening and sitting back and watching everything, you can get some ideas from there then, or just, you know, see, you know, that atmosphere, and it kind of helps you brings you into what kind of music you want to start mixing and stuff.
See,
like
I can't listen to music if I'm not actually not music, but like that same style of music I like to play when I'm not DJing, because if I do, all I want to do is go practice, because I like be listening to certain stations on the radio. You know, they'll do live broadcasts from the club nearby and stuff, and I'll just be like sitting there listening to it on the radio with my girlfriend, and I'll be like, "You hear that? He's bringing in such and such a song. Oh, that was pretty cool. Do you hear that?" She's like, "No, I don't hear it. I don't get it at all. And I'm like, "No, seriously, listen." And I go try and like imitate it. So that doesn't work for me. Listen to music, going to clubs, that would not work.
What are some things you do to relieve stress?
Kill people.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't. Moving all on. The time. I also enjoy a healthy dose of Xbox and Netflix as
it's
well.
It's very healthy.
It is very healthy.
Xbox, no matter what people say,
yeah,
Xbox is the healthiest thing you can get in the world.
Yes. It actually makes you lose 2,000 calories a day.
I feel unhealthy.
You don't have an Xbox, though.
I know, that's why.
I enjoy reading about new tech-savvy things. I constantly am trying to find out what's new in the world of technology. I enjoy geocaching, which is like basically like high-tech treasure hunting. If no one knows what that is, people hide stuff in the woods and then they mark it on a website called geocaching.com, and you use GPSs to find it, and then it's kind of like a treasure hunting game. It's pretty cool, actually. I think it's outside too, which is a good thing, because I sit on my Xbox too much, even though it's healthy. I do it.
It's very healthy.
And I help out at my church a good bit, so that keeps me busy. And
yes,
podcast. I listen to and run podcasts.
Yes,
that's what I do.
Yeah. I mean, guys, get out. Get out of the house. Get out of the bedroom, guys. Get out of the bedroom. Bedroom DJs.
Yeah, yes. Bedroom DJs. Go right to your now. Be kitchen DJs next
yes.
week.
Yes, or woods DJs.
No, I don't
there's a whole world outside of the bedroom.
Yes. But yeah, guys, it's maybe not something you think about, but keep a healthy lifestyle, healthy social life with your family and friends, exercise, diet, sleep, all the three most important things of life.
And Xbox.
And Xbox.
I think it's a tendency for especially DJs to become hermits almost, to lock themselves in the room and just, you know, make music.
Yeah.
And I think that's dangerous to some extent. It's also helpful because if you want to be successful, you need to practice, but there's a time and a place.
Yeah. I mean, going out to the club and seeing what other people are doing, going out, interact with other people. And
it can help you network and get your name out there and kind of become, you know, friends with other DJs, and that can open doorways to getting your own gigs, you know, in clubs and everything else.
Faux show.
Great point, Ross.
So send us your answers to what do you like to do when you're away from work and DJing?
Yes. This is really more of a friendly PSA rather than it is a question, but right, I would like to see what other people do. It's, you know, just get out of the office.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us where...
proverbial office.
You kind of clear your mind and become open-minded and kind of think of new ideas where your place is at. You create your music and create your new ideas. And
absolutely.
Exactly, Ross. So we will post this on Facebook as well as Twitter.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Where can people find us on Facebook or Twitter, Ben?
Well, I'm about to tell them.
Okay.
Because I think that's it for this episode.
It is.
It is.
Short and sweet this episode is.
So... that's it for this episode. Once again, be sure to check us out at our website at thatdjpodcast.com. And while you're at it, swing on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/thatdjpodcast. Get our latest updates, talk with other fans, and discuss this and other shows. If you are not a fan on Facebook, you should be.
Yes, you should. Yes.
And if you're not following us on Twitter...
follow us on Twitter.
On Twitter at twitter.com/thatdjpodcast. And you can get all of our latest updates by the minute.
Right on, Ben.
But we don't tweet a whole lot, like once a day or two.
Yeah, that's actually quite a lot. We do pretty good at that. Yeah. If you would like to subscribe to That DJ Podcast, which is what you're currently listening to, hopefully you are doing it through the iTunes Music Store. But if not, visit our website or go to the iTunes Music Store. Or Zune Marketplace. While there, you can be sure to leave us an illustrious review, or you can also leave us what we had explained last time, a rating, a 5-star rating. You go, there's 5 stars, yo. You just go and...
click the fifth one.
You hit the fifth one.
And if you don't hit the fifth one, we don't want you to click anywhere else.
Or if it's a 4.
If you need help, yeah, 4.
Whatever. Or 3.
Yeah, I'd like the 5.
Yeah, the 5s are good, but as long as just leave us a review.
If you need help.
If it's under a 5, you have to leave a review so we know what's wrong.
Yeah. If you need help, call Ross's number at
724-800-6529-7-8. And while you're dialing my number, be sure to swing over to our forums where you can chat with us and our other listeners at thatdjpodcast.com/forums.
Forums.
Very talented there. Very talented. Mm-hmm. We would like to thank our good friend DJ Peter Morgan for being on the show this episode.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Peter. Check out his websites at djpetermorgan.com as well as thedjpodcast.com. Now that, the.
Will that be on our website too, Ben?
That will be on our website. There will be a link and stuff. Hey, amazing. This episode's featured artist is DJ Ricky Boy. The song is called Still Sundays. DJ Ricky Boy grew up in Chicago. He says, being a DJ gives me the opportunity to give back to them for all their support. I started spinning when I was 14, around 95. In Chicago, I don't care if you're the most hip-hop DJ to heart, you're going to get introduced to house. Check out his website at soundcloud.com/DJ-Ricky-Boy.
Yes.
Be sure to check out That Podcast Network and listen in to That Sports Podcast, available no later than this Friday, the 9th. Coming soon will be That Gamer Podcast. All right, everybody, we hope you enjoy. This is Ben.
This is Brandon.
And this is Ross.
Signing off for episode number 8.
See you guys.
Bye.
I get anal, so I try to, like, you know, redo my cables.
I didn't know that was a problem that came along with cables.
Well, when it doesn't fit in the box.
Yeah, because normally, sometimes if you're
I made a redundant when it comes to wrapping my cable. I mean, think about it. When you like wrap your cable and it doesn't work, and you do it over and over and over again. Don't you ever happen? You know, your cable doesn't fit in your basket.
We're gonna have to start over.
I say we save that just for ourselves.